The Yom Tov Shavuos is all about Torah, Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. Even though the Torah itself doesn't indicate this, it doesn't reveal that that's what the Yom Tov Shavuos is so much about. Right? It doesn't, in discussing in Parshas Emor the nature of the Yom Tov Shavuos, it actually doesn't mention Kabbalah Satorah at all, which is a discussion in itself that many of the Balei Machshava have. But certainly on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we're celebrating Kabbalah Sator. Why are we so besimcha? What is the simcha of Kabbalah Sator? So I think there are many answers to this question. I'd like to share with you a few of them. I think one aspect, one reason why we have such a simcha for Kabbalah Sator is because Torah gives us a blueprint for how to live in this world. Imagine, for example, someone gave you a new laptop or a new device, a new electronic device to use. But they didn't provide the manual for the electronic device. So you might be able to figure out some of the basic usages of that device. You'll find the power button maybe, and you'll be able to use the device to some extent. But you won't be able to use the device to its fullest. You won't be able to accomplish with that device everything that you really should. And it's the same with Torah. If we lived in this world without a Torah, we wouldn't have the blueprint for how to bring out the most in ourselves and to bring out the most in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so generous. He gave us the blueprint. He gave us the manual, so to speak. He gave us the Torah that teaches us how to live and how to really bring out the best in what this world has to offer, to bring out the best in our potential so that we can accomplish the most. And that's one reason why we're so sameach on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the blueprint for life. What's more, we're sameach because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed His love for Klal Yisrael by giving us a Torah. Asher Baruch Habana Mikol Ha'amim V'Nasan Lanu Es Torasu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all of the nations of the world. And that's the symbol of the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Atovach Atonu Mikol Ha'amim, we say in Davening, Ahavto Sonu. Some of the Mefarshim say, Atav Echatonu Mikol Ha'amim refers to the Yom Tov of Pesach. Ahavto Sonu refers to Shavuos. What's the Ava that is symbolized in the Yom Tov of Shavuos? That's Kabbalah Satorah, Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael that shows His great Ava for us. Ava Rabba Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu. The Baruch of Birchas HaTorah, so to speak, the Baruch that can take the place of Birchas HaTorah begins Ava Rabba Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, You loved us so much and You gave us a Torah. Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael is expressed through His giving of this special gift of Torah. I think that's another reason why we're so sameach. Not just that we have the blueprint to live life, but to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. It's such a special thing. But I think there's another element as well. The Gemara in Psachim and Daf Samach Esamabay says that Rav Yosef would ask his wife to prepare a Suda Chashuva, a wonderful meal for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Because he would say, Di lav hayoma de kagorim kama Yosef ika b'shuka. Rav Yosef would say, if not for that special day of Shavuos, hayoma de kagorim, that day that changed everything, kama Yosef ika b'shuka. There are many Yosefs in the street. There are many Joes, so to speak. There are many other people who are named Yosef in the Shuk. But because of the day of Shavuos, I'm not just another Yosef in the Shuk. As Rashi writes there in the Gemara Psachim, what Rav Yosef was really alluding to is Ilav Hayom de Kagarim Shalomarati Torah Venisramamti. If not for that day of Shavuos, when I received the Torah as part of Klal Yisrael, Venisramamti, and I was elevated by the Torah, Kama Yosef Ika B'Shuka. There are other Yosefs in the Shuk. But the Torah was Merome me. The Torah elevated me. And it purified me and made me into a better person, made me into a different person. And it's for that I'm so sameach, he said. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos at the beginning of Perekin Torah, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah says that Kol Misha Osek Batorah Lishma, someone who's Osek in Torah, who involves himself in Torah, who makes Torah an ikar in his life, he's Zocha for many things. And one of the things, the final word of the Mishnah is Megadalto Umramamto al Kol HaMaisim. The Torah raises a person up and elevates him on every other creature, every other being. A person becomes different when he learns Torah. He becomes an elevated individual. It affects everything. It it's mashpia on the individual. It infuses him with a different purpose, a different spiritual purpose in life. It makes him into a different person. You know, we say in every hadron when we finish a mesechta, Anu amelim v'hem amelim, Anu amelim v'mekablim schar, v'hem amelim v'ena mekablim schar. We say that we are omel b'Torah, and other people are omel b'Torah as well. The Yoshvei Kronos are omel in their activities as well. But the difference is we're omel and mekabel schar, but the Yoshvei Kronos are omel and they're not mekabel schar. What does that mean? The Yoshvei Kronos, people who are not osik b'Torah, also can be mekabel schar. Every worker is mekabel schar. Someone hires a plumber to fix the sink, so he has to pay the plumber. You hire a lawyer, you have to pay the lawyer. You hire a doctor, you have to pay the doctor. So what do we mean in the Hadron when we say that we, the B'nai Torah, those who are omel b'Torah, who are osik b'Torah, are omel and mekabel schar, and those who are not osik b'Torah are omel and they're not mekabel schar. The Chafetz Chaim used to say that the difference is that someone who's osik b'Torah is mekabel schar for the amelus b'Torah, even if he doesn't accomplish everything that he should. The amelus b'Torah itself is a source of schar. But for the Yoshvei Kronos, or people who are not involved in Talmud Torah, they only get schar if they truly accomplish. If you hire the plumber to fix the sink, but he doesn't do the job, you're not going to pay him for it. If you hire someone to build a beautiful home for you, you're not going to pay him unless he finishes the job. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, it's not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays us, so to speak. He gives us schar for amelus b'Torah, for the effort, for the process of learning Torah. That's also a source of schar. Obviously, if a person accomplishes, he gets even greater schar. But there's a schar for the amelus as well. Why? Why is that the case? The answer is because the amelus does accomplish something. It's not that we're learning Torah, but there's no accomplishment. The amelus accomplishes because the process of Talmud Torah refines the person. It purifies the person. It elevates the person. So even if a person does not accomplish as much as he could in Yediyas HaTorah, he doesn't necessarily remember everything he's learned, and he doesn't necessarily know as much as he could. But if he's involved in Torah, if he engages in Talmud Torah, engages in the process, he gets schar for the amelus because he will become a different person. He is transformed through the process of Talmud Torah itself. And I think that's another reason why we're so sameach on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Because Shavuos is a time that not only we receive the blueprint for life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared with us the manual for how to live in this world. Not just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us His tremendous love for us, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a kli to elevate us, to elevate ourselves, to purify ourselves, to make us into greater people. Shavuos is like a Yom HaDin for Talmud Torah. It's like a Rosh Hashanah. A Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin for everything in life. For Talmud Torah and for Parnassah and for health and for all of the brachas of life that we want so much throughout the year. But Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah for Talmud Torah, for the kind of year in Talmud Torah that we're each going to experience. And it's a time to daven. It's difficult for us to daven. We've been banished from our shuls. It's a very challenging time. But Shavuos is a day or two that we have to work ourselves up, we have to strengthen ourselves to daven appropriately, that we should have the proper connection to Torah, because Torah can change everything. This Shavuos, let's appreciate the gift of Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. The gift that's the blueprint for life, the manual for how we can live our lives. Let's appreciate the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that He's shown to Klal Yisrael in giving us this gift of Torah. And let's understand the transformative effect that Torah can have upon us. And if we appreciate all the different aspects of Torah, all the different milas of Torah, what it can bring about, what it can do for us, then hopefully we'll have an emissa, Simchas HaTorah, we'll have a true joy for Torah. And that will strengthen our connection to Torah, and strengthen our desire to learn Torah more, and to teach Torah, and hopefully to live our lives according to the dictates of the Torah. I wish you all a good Yom Tov, and thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day.